produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is your host, Tammy Polk, here with the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. This year is really and truly starting to fly by. And, you know, we just have to go with it. But as always, the music that you heard before my show was from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. If you are interested in her music, you definitely want to make sure that you are following the show's Facebook page, the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, because I will actually be doing a giveaway with all six of her CDs. She has written nearly 90 songs in a very short time. As a matter of fact, she's still writing, and probably this time next year, she may be releasing another CD, but she has six so far. And so you want to definitely make sure that you are following the show's Facebook page to get more information on the giveaway. What I want to talk to you about today is something that's going to sound a little strange, but I was searching for something to share with you today that I could stretch for 20 minutes. And a series that I did on Facebook came to my mind, and I want to share it again. It's something that I posted actually last summer, but it's something that here at the beginning of the year, in the first few months of the year, that we want to be careful with, and it's our attitude about things. So what I want to talk to you today is about the attitude of who else will if I don't. And the problem with that mentality is that you are exhausted. And you know that these people need you to rest, and they know that you need to rest, because you've been carrying mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual weight. But you will still feel like you have to do it, because in your mind, you're saying, I'm exhausted, but I'll leave them in a tight. And it's not that you'll leave them in a tight, but you will make them have to handle their own business, really, and either do what it is that you were about to do themselves, or finally do what they said that they would do and get somebody else to do it. So what I mean by that is, think about those times when, you know, even at work, you know, they've said, you know, we're going to get you some help. We're going to do this. We're going to hire somebody. We're going to train new people because, you know, you've taken this on alone and you're doing the work of 2, 3, 4, 5 people, and we don't want you to burn out. So we're coming up with a solution. And it just seems like as time drags on, that person is never hired. That help never comes. And they've gotten so used to you doing it and continuing to doing it. And even if you do go to them and ask, when is that help coming, they hit you with this pacifying response that just really makes you angry. And instead of taking the necessary action that you need to, so that you force their hand, You just continue to do it because your mind is saying, who else will if I don't? But on the flip side of that, they may tell you, hey, we've gotten your help and it's this person. And this is someone that you know have worked around or have been around. And you say to yourself, this person doesn't know what they're doing. That really doesn't matter. Because you offered to help. And you were put in a situation where you were about to be given the help that you need, but you didn't accept that help. And because you didn't accept that help, it led to you being exhausted. So you can't complain when help came, and because you didn't want to take the time to help that person and show that person the ropes, you continue to exhaust yourself. Or another side of the spectrum, if you will, is that you see that they have put somebody in place and you're saying that person doesn't know what they're doing, but they put this person in place to relieve me and they're messing things up. And you may be going back to the powers that be and saying, hey, they're messing stuff up. And they're like, well, you asked for help. We got help. So why are you still complaining? But it has nothing to do with you. So you simply need to just say, okay, walk away and go back to what it is that you now need to do or want to do. But often we don't do that. We go into, this person still needs my help. No, they don't. Because usually when you get roped back into continuing to do something, it's usually because they've put people, places, and things and ideas in place in a way to make you stay or make you come back. So when they tell you that they still need you despite the actions that they've already taken, they're standing in front of you trying very hard not to smile because you agreed to come back and help them because you said, who else will if I don't? And then when you get asked why you've gone back to those people or to that position or to running yourself into the ground, you say, if I quit, I will let this person down. Well, let me say this. If you getting the break and the rest that you need is considered letting somebody down, then you are around the wrong people. you are around the wrong people. Yes, we've heard, if not you, then who? But that doesn't mean that you are emboldened to that person, place, thing, or idea for eternity. It doesn't mean that you're never supposed to get any rest, that you're never supposed to take a break or anything like that. We've also heard that some things won't get done unless you do them, but that doesn't mean that nobody else should step up. Because people will purposely leave things undone simply because they want to force you to stay or make you come back. So they will stop providing a tip, tool, product, program, or service simply because they feel like you are the only one who can, should, would, or could do it. And you can't let yourself tumble down that rabbit hole. You've also heard that they won't, can't, or don't do it like you do. That is when you write down how to do it from start to finish and move on. Now, you may say, well, Tammy, that won't always be possible. That is true. I'm facing, you know, a situation right now where people have told me, hey, you need to train somebody else, you know, how to do what you do. But it is hard to train someone on a natural ability or a natural talent. So, yes, there will be times when that doesn't apply. However, if it is something that is teachable, something that is replicable, something that can be done if the person has all of the materials that they need, then by all means, document that process and move on. You've lost enough sleep. You've lost enough time. You've given enough money and you have shifted your calendar enough. It's time for you to start taking care of you, because I'm willing to bet cookies that there has been something that God has put on your head and in your heart to do that you haven't done yet. Because you're overexhausting yourself in this one particular area. What you're going to have to do is stop. Let them whine. Let them talk about you. But it is time for you to rest. Because if it was that important to them, they would have made sure that rest was built into what they are asking you to do, so that you wouldn't get to the point to where you felt like, who else will if I don't? What we have to realize is that there is only one Savior. And we are not him. Let me say that again. We need to realize that there is only one Savior, and we are not him. It's like the kid show, Bob the Builder. You know, they always say, can we fix it? Yes, we can. Well, sometimes your mentality may need to be, can we fix it? Not my job. Because what you don't want to do is have an occurrence to where you have to tell somebody, I would have had thus and so done if you didn't have me over here doing this and that. Because one thing about people who put you in the position of who else will if I don't, they are not going to see themselves as part of the issue when burnout and stress come. They will say things like, you could have said no. You could have asked for help. You could have, you know, said that you needed some time. We would have given it to you. Of course, you know that that person is lying through their teeth and talking out of both sides of their neck because you did all of that, yet it was met with angst. And they will have a comeback for that. They will say that they didn't understand that that was what you needed, or that you didn't articulate what you needed, or you weren't clear about what your needs and expectations were. So the attitude of who else will if I don't is one that we definitely need to cancel and stop embodying, because if we don't, we will push, press, stretch, and challenge ourselves to do more, better, and greater in an arena that does not deserve it. I am going to stop there. This has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, but even in 2024, I dare not end my show without thanking Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, but continues to support me in everything that I do. I thank you so much, and I love you dearly. And to our CEO, our founder, Kayla Padgett, thank you for continuing to follow God's call, even in the wake of taking care of your mom and your sister. We thank God and we praise God for you and your team, and we continue to pray with, for, and alongside you. So please, please, please stay strong. Until next time, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Eat a cookie, handle business, and let's cancel this attitude. I think I'm going to keep this series going for next time, but we'll see. Bye, everybody.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.